Hey, it's a beautiful day out there. You're going to have a little chance to get out and play a little bit this afternoon, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'll get out and play or not. I'll probably get out and rake my yard. That's not exactly play, but it gets me outdoors.
I'm going to hit some golf balls.
You hit some golf balls? Like it? You're going to do bad in practice. Well, that's what I want to talk about. Because tomorrow, I can tell you, tomorrow is a very special day. Right. The start of the baseball season is tomorrow.
Yeah, I love baseball. I know how to play.
I like football.
Yeah, I do too. Let me tell you what it reminds me of. Let me tell you what it reminds me of. Well, you guys are really jumping there. Let me tell you what it reminds me of. I think I may have told this story several years ago, but that was to your older brothers and sisters, so now let's go with this. I want to tell you about the first professional baseball game I ever attended. I was 14 years old, and I thought being 14 was a really big deal. And when you're 14, it is. And I got on a train all by myself from a little town in West Virginia where I lived, and I took a train to the city of Cincinnati, Ohio, which for me was the biggest city I'd ever been in my life at that point. And I went to a baseball game. It was the smallest ballpark in the league, major leagues at that time. It was called Crosley Field, but it held about 30,000 people, and to me that was huge. Because that was about three times the number of people who live in my hometown. So I thought it was a very big deal. Here I was, playing in this. So here I was, 14 years old, attending a game with my uncle who had invited me to come down and see him. And I thought that was a big deal. I was 14. I was at a Major League Baseball game. I was on top of the world. I was a grown-up. I was big and cool and all those kinds of things. Finally, about halfway through the game, as most people do, I had to go to the bathroom. So I told my uncle I needed to. I went down, I found a restroom. And on the way back, this place was so big, I came back up into a different section from where we were sitting. And all of a sudden, I couldn't see him. And what had been this real friendly, happy, fun place, all of a sudden became a very scary place. Because all I could see were strangers around there. And this game going on out there that had been so much fun to watch, all of a sudden it became kind of scary too. And I looked around, all of a sudden I didn't feel like I was 14 anymore, I felt like I was about 4. Wondering, what am I going to do? And I kept looking. And finally my uncle comes up alongside her and kind of smiles and, you know, gives me a little pat on the shoulder and takes me back up to our seat. He had been sitting up there and he had looked around and he'd seen me looking lost about two or three sections over and had come and found me. And what I found from that is how quickly things can change. That the world can be a very friendly, happy, enjoyable kind of place one minute, and a very scary kind of place the next. And it usually has to do with people being around who know you and love you and care about you and look out for you. And you're going to find that's true all your life. I think that's what makes the difference between the kind of world we live in, whether it's friendly and loving and happy or whether it can be kind of frightening. It has to do with the people we know and the people who love and care about us. And I think that's why, even though this happened close to about 40 years ago, I think that's why it still stays in my memory so clearly. So think about the people who you know, who love and care about you, who make this world a friendly, happy place for you. Give a little thank you once in a while and keep in touch with them as you grow older. Have a good class this morning, and we'll see you later.